An Arizona charter school held an emergency budget meeting over the weekend after criticism over a lack of public comment that may have violated the state's open meeting law. American Leadership Academy Academy's Glenn Way is also under scrutiny after earning millions of dollars for building his campuses.
An investigation by the Arizona Republic found Way took advantage of Arizona's charter school laws and made about $37 million on real estate deals associated with the charter school chain. Here to explain what's happening is the Republic senior investigative reporter, Craig Harris. Craig, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about Glenn Way and his charter school chain, American Leadership Academy.
Well, Glenn was a legislator in Utah and he started a charter school there. Things did not go as well for him there. He ended up leaving office after his wife took out a restraining order against him. And so then he came here to Arizona, took over a failed charter school and started American Leadership Academy. It has been a rousing success for him. It was a small failed charter school he took over. Now they have 12 campuses. They're expected to have 10,000 kids this fall, or starting in August. And along the way, he's done very well for himself. You know, we calculate he made well over $30 million for his businesses on building the schools because he, what some would call is, it's called related party transactions. He was on the board. He never voted to give himself the deals, but all the people on the board voted to allow him to build the schools and make the profit.
Yeah, it seems like there's kind of a complicated web of companies and businesses that are all sort of interrelated and sort of he's the common denominator in many, if not all of these, that are all sort of involved in the financing and building and operating of these schools, right?
Right. It's not just a building. I mean, he's done very well for himself by building the schools, but he also got a no-bid contract, he and a handful of other executives in American Leadership, to manage the schools, which could yield about $6 million a year. He also has a no-bid contract to hire teachers and to run the schools that way. So a lot of the school revolves around him and his businesses, and he's made quite a bit of money doing it.
So last week, there was a budget meeting that was criticized for potentially violating the open meeting law, which necessitated Saturday's meeting. Tell us, like, what's going on with that?
Well, it was very curious. It was very interesting. Some folks went out on last Thursday night, and they wanted to speak at a budget hearing, which is required by law. If you go to the legislative hearings, city council meetings, just about anything, the public is allowed to speak. American Leadership intentionally did not allow the public to speak. And then they realized, holy smokes, we may have broken the law. So late Friday night, they made an announcement that they would have an emergency hearing on Saturday night. Now, typically, you don't have meetings on Saturday nights. They had to have that meeting on Saturday night because that was the 14th of July, and budgets have to be done by the 15th of July. So they couldn't roll into this week. And they, to their credit, they were very contrite. They said, hey, we made a mistake. And also to their credit, they allowed people to talk for as long as they want. So it went about an hour. About six, seven people showed up to talk. They wanted to ask them about teacher pay. They wanted to talk about the business deals with Mr. Way, and they wanted to also talk about, you know, just kind of how their governance is. One thing that was interesting on their teacher pay is their budget includes a 13% raise for teachers, which is by and large a lot better than what district schools are doing. However, their pay is so bad that they're still $10,000 less than traditional public schools.
Even with that 13% increase.
Even with that 13% increase. And the reason for that is because so much of American Leadership's budget is going to administration and overhead and to paying the debt for the buildings on the schools, which was paid off to Mr. Way and his companies.
So what does Way say about all this in terms of both sort of the arrangement of how he's able to make so much money off this, but also some of the concerns brought up at the budget meeting itself?
Well, he says everything he did was legal, and he's right. Charter schools are not required, like all district schools, to follow procurement laws. They can give deals to anybody they want, their brother, their sister, their cousin. They don't have to go through traditional bidding practices. And Mr. Way says everything I did was legal. All the schools that were purchased by ALA, where he was the board chairman, were under market value, so he didn't go above and beyond what the value was. And he contends that he took a little bit less of a profit than all the other charter schools that him and his companies have built around the Southwest. So, you know, and, you know, he makes a point, too, along with ALA executives, that we're doing something right. We've got almost 10,000 kids coming to our schools. And so judge us on that. by the popularity of our schools, and his schools are beautiful. You go out to the East Valley and see some of those campuses; they are absolutely beautiful.
And quickly, Craig, before we let you go, are the schools successful not so much just in terms of enrollment, but in terms of academic achievement?
Well, I think they're like a lot of district schools out there. I mean, some are C-rated schools, some are A-rated schools, so they're comparable to what you have in other East Valley schools that are out there: Higley, Queen Creek, Gilbert. And you're talking an area that's relatively affluent, that typically has two-parent homes. And so you're going to have kids that come from stable families, and you're going to do well whether you're at American Leadership or whether you're at Gilbert or whether you're at Queen Creek, because you still have a pretty good home setting for those kids.
All right. That's Craig Harris, senior investigative reporter with the Arizona Republic. Craig, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.